Very much for coming along to join us as this is the beginning of a new church's year. Just before our service proper begins, we're going to have the lighting of the first of the Advent candles on the Advent wreath. So I just invite all of us just to be still and quiet for a few moments as Emma and Lynn light the first of our Advent candles.
Today we light the first candle of Advent, of the Advent wreath. This is called the Candle of Hope.
With Christians around the world, we use this light to help us prepare our hearts and minds for the coming of God's Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ.
May we receive God's light as we hear the words of the prophet Isaiah. The people who walked in the darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined.
Lord, as we look to the birth of Jesus, grant that the light of your love for us will help us to become lights in the lives of those around us. Prepare our hearts for the joy and gladness of your coming, for Jesus is our hope. Amen. and welcome to St. Columba's on this Advent Sunday, the beginning of a new church's year for Advent Carol Service. It is a very great delight to welcome back to St. Columba's once more for this most significant service Mr. John Dallas and members of Craigher Presbyterian Choir, along with our own choir and Dr. Joe McKee at the organ, as together they lead us in our singing of the well-known favourite Advent hymns. You will see the order of services printed out before you, and the service will proceed without announcement. It is a very great privilege for us here in St. Columba's to welcome Mr. Alan Todd, Assistant Chief Constable of the PSNI, along with Mr. Aidan Jennings, Area Commander of the Northern Ireland Fire and Rescue Service. Both of you, together with all of our guests, are most welcome, and we do thank you most sincerely for being with us and sharing in this service. Here in St. Columba's, we rely heavily on the work of the PSNI and the Fire Authority, and we have much reason here in this church to be grateful for the work that you and your colleagues do. You are often mentioned and referred to in our prayers Sunday by Sunday, and do please convey our prayerful good wishes back to your colleagues when you return following this service. You will see on our last hymn, O Come, O Come, Emmanuel, it is not a typo, but we're singing the verses in a particular order. And the order is as before you on the service sheet. And following all of that, you are warmly invited to remain behind for refreshments at the west end of the church. Beloved in Christ, as we await the great festival of Christmas, let us prepare ourselves so that we may be shown its true meaning. Let us hear, in lessons from Holy Scripture, how the prophets of Israel foretold that God would visit and redeem his waiting people. Let us rejoice in our carols and hymns that good purpose of God is being mightily fulfilled. Let us celebrate the promise that our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ will bring all people and all things into the glory of God's eternal kingdom. The blind receive their sight and the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up and the poor have the gospel preached to them. But first, let us pray for the world which God so loves, for those who have not heard the good news of God or who do not believe it, for those who walk in darkness and the shadow of death, and for the church in this place and everywhere, that it may be freed from all evil and fear, and may in pure joy lift up the light and the love of God. These prayers and praises let us humbly offer to God in the words which Christ himself taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated.
Glory of the Lord. The prophet proclaims good news to a people in exile. Comfort, O comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that she has served her term, that her penalty is paid, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice cries out, "In the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low, and the uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all people shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken." A voice says, "Cry out." And I said, "What shall I cry?" All people are grass. Their constancy is like the flower of the field. The grass withers. The flower fades. When the breath of the Lord blows upon it, surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. Amen.
the Lord promises to send his people a righteous king. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch, and he shall reign as king and deal wisely, and shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In his days, Judah will be saved, and Israel will live in safety. And this is the name by which he will be called: the Lord is our righteousness.
The Lord promises that the King will come to Israel in peace. Rejoice greatly, O daughter Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter Jerusalem. Lo, your King comes to you. Triumphant and victorious is he, humble and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. He will cut off the chariot from Ephraim and the war horse from Jerusalem, and the battle bow shall be cut off, and he shall command peace to the nations. His dominion shall be from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. Amen.
The prophet foretells the advent of the desire of all nations. For thus says the Lord of hosts, once again in a little while I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land, and I will shake all the nations so that the treasure of all nations shall come. And I will fill this house with splendor, says the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. The latter splendor of this house shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give prosperity, says the Lord of hosts.
prophet foretells the glory of the kingdom of God. The wilderness and the dry land shall be glad. The desert shall rejoice and blossom. Like the crocus, it shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, the majesty of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord, the majesty of our God. Strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who are fearful of heart, be strong, do not fear. Here is your God. He will come with vengeance, with terrible recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the speechless sing for joy. For waters shall break forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert.
St. Paul declares the good purpose of God. We know that all things work together for good for those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, in order that he might be the firstborn within a large family. And those whom he predestined, he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified. And those whom he justified, he also glorified. What then are we to say about these things? If God is for us, who is against us? He who did not withhold his own Son, but gave him up for all of us, will he not with him also give us everything else? Who will bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? It is Christ Jesus who died, yes, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed intercedes for us. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will hardship, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Jesus proclaims the coming of the kingdom of God. The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in the prophet Isaiah, "See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way. The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight.'" John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." And the Spirit immediately drove him out into the wilderness. He was in the wilderness for 40 days, tempted by Satan, and he was with the wild beasts, and the angels waited on him. Now, after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news."
Turn to the back page of our order of service. Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed.
Tomorrow the Holy Lord, and the
Stand ye still, and ye shall see the salvation of the Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. We wait for thy loving kindness, O Lord. O God, who makest us glad with the yearly expectation of thy coming, grant that we, who with joy receive thy only begotten Son as our Redeemer, may without fear behold him when he shall come to be our Judge, even thy Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, one God, world without end. Amen. Go forth into the world in peace. Be of good courage. Hold fast that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Honor all people. Love and serve the Lord, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always.
Thank you.